Well, welcome to the Johnson Controls Podcast. We appreciate everyone downloading our podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from. For the next 15 to 20 minutes, give or take, we'll be discussing smart connected chillers and how this is changing the landscape for chiller maintenance and what Johnson Controls is doing to reduce emergencies with chillers using this enhanced technology. My name is Ryan Nolan. Pleased to be joined by my teammate, Sam Leto from Johnson Controls, Building Efficiency. And we're pleased to be joined by two of our subject matter experts, Juliet Pagliaro-Herman and Dave Bishop. Thank you both for taking some time to join us.
Thank you.
Today.
Happy to be here.
Excellent, excellent. So Juliet, you're a Director of Service Marketing and Product Management for Systems and Services North America.
Correct.
And Dave is the Director of Service Operations, Systems, and Services North America. Okay. Excellent. Well, let's talk about smart connected chillers, gang. Juliet, let's talk with you. First of all, can you let the audience and our listeners know exactly what smart connected chillers are?
Yeah, you bet, Ryan. So smart connected chillers, what we do is we take chillers, which are providing cooling to large complex buildings, and we connect them to a cloud-based analytics platform. Mm-hmm. And that does a couple of things for us. First of all, you know, that chiller is generating tons of information all the time, telling us how it's running, what it's doing. And so that allows us to first collect that information in that cloud analytics platform mm-hmm. and provide it to our service technicians, either via the mobile device or a laptop. And so they can check in on that chiller at any time and see how things are going, mm-hmm. if things are going well, or if we're seeing some deteriorating trends that may be an indication of a future problem. The other thing it allows us to do is that chiller also tells us kind of its current status. And sometimes those statuses are normal, and sometimes they're indications of a critical issue. And if we get an indication of a critical issue, we immediately send that status over to our remote operations center, which is a 24 by 7.
The Rock, right?
The Rock.
Exactly.
24 by 7 operations center, and then they relay that information to our local team so that they can take a look at the information again, contact the customer, and proactively help them out if they are having a critical issue with their chiller.
Pretty amazing technology, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we were at AHR, I guess, a month ago, and I was amazed by how many people stopped by the booth and were interested in listening to both of you talk about smart connected chillers.
Right. It's really a change in the way we're delivering service.
And, yeah.
You know, as Juliet said, when those alarms come into the remote operations center and they're sent to our technicians, they actually pull up their smartphone, no matter where they are, mm-hmm. look at the machine, contact the customer, make a decision of whether they actually need to go there or whether they can walk the customer through it. So it's a very, very early and instant alert that something's going on that needs to be addressed.
Phone or tablet, right?
Either
or is going to work.
Yep. Yeah, it's device agnostic. So, yeah, and I know Dave always says it's the difference between the old way and the new way, right? In the old way, the customer would lose cooling and they would call us and say, hey, there's something wrong with the chiller.
Yeah.
Now
help
the new
us.
Way, yeah, they now the chiller calls us, and we actually call the customer maybe before they've even noticed that
there's
they've
an issue.
Experienced this issue. So it's a total game changer for the customer.
Amazing.
Yeah, and in some cases, we actually correct the problem before the customer even knew they had a problem, depending on how the contract's set up. So it is definitely changing the way we're delivering service.
That's the benefit, no question. Well, what do consultants, contractors, and building owners need to know about this technology as a whole?
Well, I think this technology provides value to all parties. And mm-hmm. I'd start with a consultant engineer. You know, mm-hmm. a consultant engineer is putting together a specification on a new building, and the building has chillers in it. What they're able to do is provide a totally new way of making sure that building is maintained over time at the lowest possible cost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it improves their whole life cycle story is what it does. Mm-hmm. Not only from the cost of operation in terms of repairs and maintenance, but how about energy, you know, consumption?
Yeah.
You know, so it brings value to their whole package when they work with an owner. You know, from a contractor standpoint, you know, one of the biggest things that goes on with contractors is you install a piece of equipment, you want to make sure that you get through your warranty period with minimal problems with the equipment, and you also want to make sure that you commission it properly. A connected chiller, the dashboard and the tools that we have provide value to the contractor as well. We minimize the warranty costs.
Yeah.
We minimize the disruptions, and we have a lot smoother commissioning period when it's turned over. And from the owner's standpoint, you know, we make that transition from warranty, commissioning, into, you know, steady state, and over time, over the entire life of that asset, the owner is getting a completely different service that is, again, reducing catastrophic failures, providing early warning of problems, you know, reducing maintenance and operations costs, and, of course, energy. So it really provides value to all three parties when it comes to, you know, a building coming out of a dam.
Like you said, what a game changer for all parties involved.
Yeah, and you can't really minimize the impact it has during that warranty period, because a lot of times, if something does happen during the warranty period, the first thing that people do is they'll set up some trends in the building automation system.
Okay.
To see what's going on with that machine. But that takes some time, right? It takes a couple days, a week, 2 weeks to get the amount of data that you need to diagnose the problem. When you connect a chiller right away when it gets installed, we're constantly collecting that information. So we don't have to have that delay in diagnosing the problem. We have that information at our fingertips, and we can provide it to the parties who need to solve the problem.
You know, I'd also add, too, when you think about the way buildings are built, sometimes chillers are up and running before the network isn't even in the building.
Oh, wow.
We use modems in some cases, so you actually can gather information before the building's actually up and running on the chiller, and that information becomes valuable.
That's amazing. Good stuff. Well, Juliet, please explain how this technology, and we talked about it, you guys briefly mentioned it, how this technology helps reduce emergencies.
Yeah, well, when you, like we talked a little bit in the beginning, when you have the chiller connected, by having this information, we can start to run predictive analytics on it. So one of the things that we do is we take a rolling 30-day window of information on how that chiller is operating, and we're comparing that constantly against the design data or how that chiller should be operating.
Mm-hmm.
And if we see a discrepancy, right, if it's way off where it should be, or if it's been a little bit off but for a extended period of time, we can flag that as an issue that potentially hasn't caused a problem with the chiller yet, but could potentially cause a problem. We can dig into that and say, hey, can we take proactive corrective action now in a planned way to avoid an unplanned emergency, which can cause the customer downtime and disruption. And actually what we've seen is when we connect these machines, we actually see a 66% reduction in critical emergencies on those chillers versus unconnected machines. And we do believe that it's because we have this predictive way of taking action before something turns into a real problem.
Do you let the customer know right away, even if there isn't a major issue, like you said, or is it something you digest internally and say, okay, let's, like you said, we flag it, but we're not necessarily telling the customer right away, or are you?
So I think it really is going to depend a little bit on the customer, our current relationship, you know, in terms of, you know, how often we're going out and physically looking at that machine on site, and how serious we think this issue is. A lot of times, I think we'll track it, and maybe, you know, potentially bring it up at their next scheduled on-site visit.
Right.
But if it's something that we think is going to turn into a problem prior to that on-site visit, we may reach out. You know, that's a great thing about having local branches in 120 locations across North America. Is we have personal local relationships with each one of our customers, and so our teams make those judgments based on the relationship they have with the customer.
Yeah, I would add, you know, just two specific examples of problems, you know, and how we handle it. One would be, when a chiller starts to experience a situation where you've got dirty or obstructed tubes, you know, that gradually starts to happen, and your head pressure starts to climb. You know, it could be even a problem with a cooling tower. But when those things start to happen, if you can get ahead of it and let your customer know, here's the consequence. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to continue to consume more energy. The machine, potentially, if it gets bad enough, could actually trip off on a safety. So we contact the customer, and the branch will do this and make a decision, should we do it now or should we do it at our next inspection? But, you know, tubes need to be cleaned, or we need to clear the obstruction. Another example is refrigerant. You know, everybody's really concerned about the cost of refrigerant and the impact it has on the environment. In this technology, we actually know when you start to have a small leak on the machine.
Wow.
And refrigerant can actually be lost you know, over a month or 2 months and cost thousands of dollars, and actually even at some point shut the machine down on a safety. So these are the types of things that we can find, and we can notify our customer and then make a decision. What, do you want to take care of it now, or do you want to take care of it later? But the point is you're catching it before it becomes a major problem.
Mm-hmm. Does that get into strategic approach, what customers should take?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the more predictive and more proactive you can be, the more you can plan these corrective actions rather than taking a, you know, run to fail or break fix approach. The less disruption, the less chaos, right? The less cost you're going to have as part of the life cycle of that asset. The other thing, you know, that this technology really provides to our teams is that we become very, when there is an issue, right, we become very efficient at diagnosing and getting the right people, tools, you know, refrigerant, whatever it may be on site, and actually reducing the amount of time it takes to make that repair. So what we've seen is, you know, if you have a critical chiller issue where the chiller is literally down, that can take upwards of 50 hours to correct. And a lot of that time isn't what I would call applied wrench time. It's getting out to the site, taking a look at what's going on, making a diagnosis, and then maybe you need to have another person come out to the site. Maybe you need a tool that you don't have on your truck. And so a lot of it is what I call logistics and diagnostics time. Versus when we have this technology, our techs can actually look at that chiller information as if they were standing in front of the panel. They can make some determinations about what's going on with that chiller. What do they need to bring on site?
Yeah.
What things are they going to look at right away? And so we've reduced that repair time to under 20 hours.
Wow.
So it's incredible. So even, you know, we try and head off those emergencies as much as possible. But if there is one, we can really minimize the amount of downtime that our customers see.
Very impressive.
Yeah, even our reports, too. I mean, in the old days, you know, when you go to a job site, even on a running machine, and it's starting to misbehave, as we call it, you might have to check 10 things when you get there.
Yeah.
Now with some of the reports we have, we narrow that down to 3, you know, or maybe even 2. These are the things you need to look at. So it just saves the time to troubleshooting involved.
Very nice. The Internet of Things, IoT, we hear a lot about that recently. It's been a very popular topic of discussion these days. It revolves a lot around increased machine-to-machine communication. It builds on the cloud computing and networks of data gathering. How does IoT work with smart connected chillers? Juliet or Dave,
either
one of you?
Yeah, I think IoT is, you know, smart connected chillers is really a great example of a practical application of IoT, right? You know, this is something where we're actually taking that machine data, we're putting it, you know, in the right hands, giving our team the right visualizations of that data in order to make actionable decisions and improve outcomes for our customers. So, you know, a lot of people talk about IoT, but, you know, we're in it. We're doing it every day here at Johnson Controls.
That's right. And I would add, too, you know, to the extent that you can actualize Internet of Things has everything to do with the smart panel itself.
Mm-hmm.
At Johnson Controls, you know, we've manufactured chillers for years with smart panels. But the smart panels today have so much information, and it's actually, these panels are showing up on more and more machines.
Mm-hmm.
And that information not only includes temperatures and pressures and voltage and amperage and things you'd expect, but it also includes your fault codes, which really helps us pinpoint where the problems are. So we continue to, you know, develop and improve our panels. Then you continue to have a lot more information available.
And that's
another great point. I mean, a lot of times you see these solutions as kind of a bolt-on or an add-on. Mm-hmm. You know, we're at the point now where we're actually making this technology part of the chiller itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy a New York chiller, you know, you have the option to include this smart connected panel as part of the chiller itself. It's not an add-on.
It's part of it. It
just
comes with it.
It's in there,
just
like Prego, you know?
It's like Prego, exactly. I love it. Dave, how is Johnson Controls changing the way it delivers service to its customers,
which is
ultimately important?
The way we bring it up to our field and as we train our technicians and our branches, it comes down to this, is that we are changing the way we're delivering service, and our customer has to see a noticeable difference, okay? And you can connect as many machines as you want to provide information, but unless you change the way you're delivering service, and unless you provide that noticeable difference to our customers, then they're not going to, it's not going to actualize. So here's what we do. We start off by saying, first of all, when you connect, let's get it installed quickly, and let's ensure that we have communication at all times. So job one is to make sure that you're always communicating, and it has to do with, you know, the way we get our information. The other thing we do, too, is what we call a daily dashboard review. Mm-hmm. Is that every technician has accounts that they take care of, but we have to make sure that there's someone looking at the dashboard every day. Because we have a red, yellow, green, orange, and gray scheme that tells us a lot about the machines. So we want to do that, and we want to be proactive and find problems, you know, before they become an issue for our customers. Second to that, we also, as part of our inspections, we provide a customer-facing report. Mm-hmm. And there's actually three or four reports that we can provide. One is a report where we provide, I call it a plain English report. Basically said, here's what's
well
wrong,
said.
Here's what the problem is, and here's what's going to happen if you don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And in that report, a lot of our customers that don't get into the technical details, they like that report. The second report that we provide is a trend report. You know, a lot of our customers like to see pressures and temperatures and you know, data over time. Well, we provide that as well for any time frame that the customer is interested in. And then third, we provide a diagnostic report, which gives a summary of all the diagnostic codes, you know, that took place during the period. Like I said, it's not for everybody. Not all our customers want to see that, but it's there. And the fourth one, which we really like as well, is a log report. Customers always want logs. And I remember back in the old days, I've been around a long time, we used to walk around the machine, we'd write down numbers on a piece of paper. Well, now these logs are automated. We pull the information out of the panels, and there's some physical readings we have to add to it. But the customers still like that log report. We can do it in a matter of minutes when we have that information.
Very impressive. Juliet, you want to tell us a little bit more about Microsoft Azure and their and the partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're really excited. We've built these tools on top of the Microsoft Azure IoT Cloud, which is a best-in-breed cloud hosting platform. So it's a great partnership that we've got with Microsoft, and we actually leverage some of their analytics technology in the platform as well. So we're really excited to have really smart people who know a lot about chillers partnered up with really smart people who know about technology and cloud computing and really getting the best of both worlds.
There you go.
And I would add, too, you know, it is a platform that we started with, and the great news about that is we can continue to add equipment and systems to the platform. It's just only the beginning. You know, when you look at chillers, there's all kinds of other pieces of equipment and systems that we want to have dashboards built on, and Microsoft will provide that for us.
That was a great way to end, I think. When can people expect to see the Smart Connected Chillers?
Well, the great thing is we've had it
for a while.
Yeah, for a while. So we started, you know, it really started being part of our process in about 2013. And right now we have about 3,000 chillers connected to the platform. So we're collecting millions of points of data every day about how those chillers are operating. And so, you know, it's a great option that we can include in our customers' planned service agreements on both their York chillers as well as we have some other chillers that we take care of that we've also connected up to the platform.
Right. We always tell people if you're interested in connected chillers, just call your local branch.
Mm-hmm.
We have branch offices in what, Juliet?
120 locations
across the country. And there's people that could come out and evaluate, you know, what it would take to connect the machine and you know, how we could add that to our level of service that we're providing today.
They're not hard to find, then.
It's readily available.
A lot of locations.
There's
very good.
There's a location near you, for sure.
There you go. Well, Juliet, Dave, thanks for taking some time. We really appreciate it. And people that are listening to us right now, we appreciate your time and carving out some time in your day. You can find us on the web, johnsoncontrols.com/smartconnectedchillers.